You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Helen, and Chris. Now, I think it's time we switch the lights off again to find out what Ben and Dave are getting up to in the dark with this week's Kitchen Science.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. We're still in a dark lecture theatre in pathology. We've got Dave Ansell with an energy-saving light bulb. And we've got our volunteers, Jessica and Katie. You've been rubbing a balloon on your head to get it all charged up, haven't you? Is your hair a mess now?
A little bit.
We'll give it one more good hard rub. Okay, Dave, we've got our charged up balloon. What's next?
Okay, first thing to do is remember which bit of the balloon you rubbed.
So which side you rubbed on your head?
Yeah, that's right. Now I'm going to give Katie the light bulb.
Katie, can you see anything special about that light bulb?
Not really.
Is that just because it's dark in here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm guessing, Dave, that it is an ordinary energy-saving light bulb.
Perfectly normal, nothing strange going on. I want Jessica to wave the side of that balloon which she's charged up and down, very close to the light bulb.
Okay, girls, so when you're ready, I want you to wave it about and let us know what happens.
It kind of makes the light bulb flicker a little bit with light. It doesn't light up if the balloon's still, but if he moves it, it lights up.
I mean, that's really amazing, Dave. It does light up. So what's happening?
You may have done a trick with a charged balloon before where you can stick it on a wall and it will stay there.
Yes, I've done that. You rub it up on your head for a while till the static builds up and then it just holds itself on the wall.
That's right, because the charge tends to attract things. Now, inside the light bulb, there's a very, very low pressure gas. And inside that gas, there's a load of atoms of mercury floating around. And some of them will be a bit charged. When the balloon gets near it, those atoms of mercury will be attracted to the balloon and they'll fly upwards towards the balloon.
So the charged atoms of mercury are attracted to the charge on the balloon, which draws them together.
Yeah, that's right. And then sometimes those charged atoms will bash into other atoms and that will release a load of energy. And that energy is released as a kind of light called ultraviolet light, which you can't see. But if you've ever been in a disco or something, it makes your clothes glow.
Yes, I've seen that. When you're wearing a white T-shirt or a white shirt, it glows really brightly. So do your teeth as well.
Yeah, that's right. And then on the inside of the tubes, the white stuff is a substance which glows when this ultraviolet light hits it. And so that glows and you can see it.
So lined on the inside of the light bulb is a bit like your teeth, so it will glow when UV light hits it. But why is it that when we hold the balloon still, it doesn't attract the charged mercury atoms?
Because you only get light released when these mercury atoms are moving and bashing into each other. So this only happens when you move the balloon towards it, and so they suddenly rush towards the balloon. Or when you take the balloon away, at which point they'll suddenly repel each other and fly away again.
So is this how an energy-saving light bulb works normally when you plug it into the mains?
Pretty much, yes. You attach the mains across the tubes. You get electric current flowing through that tube, which moves these mercury atoms around and bashes them into each other, and you get the light released.
Fantastic. So you can light up a room almost using a balloon and an energy-saving light bulb. Do you think next time you have a power cut at home, you'll grab a balloon quickly and rub it on your head and hold it near your light bulb?
Yeah.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather use a candle or something like that?
I'd probably prefer a candle.
Well, I'm glad that we've been able to shed some light on this issue, but that's all for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back very soon.
Thanks, guys. So there you go. Waving a charged balloon near an energy-saving light bulb actually makes it light up. How fantastic. One for you to definitely try at home.